Going on forward in our message, we've been dealing with the subject of substance giving. And we've been now dealing, it's gone back to acknowledging. On Thursday, we learned something very powerful. How can you honor who you don't acknowledge? We learned about honoring God with our substance for the mere reason. In fact, I'll just read the note from Thursday again. The reason the Lord is going so hard on honor is because he desires true oneness and true peace to be established. Honoring, as we saw them do in the book of Acts, we saw earlier in the series on how the church was elevated, the church of Acts was elevated to a place of being the true body of Christ. They were joined and they undertook with the Father a place of joining. And then from joining the joining that they undertook and underwent, God then began to endorse every miracle, sign, and wonder. This all happened when a church came together and they could lay down their substance. We then see the power of God released. We see the church become the body. And I'm telling you, and I keep saying, and I will continue to say it, it has everything to do with what you're holding on to in this life. It has everything to do with what you will not let go of in this life. And I mean that. It starts with our finances, and then it becomes very personal and starts the Lord starts to begin to pick away, and the Father begins to prune away the things about us that should be laid down as well. But it's all about elevating into a place of oneness in the body. It's all about becoming the body and being full of power, full of glory, full of prosperity. So now, when we get to this understanding in honoring him with our substance, but we'll elevate there. But God then said, you know what? It's very, very difficult and impossible, rather, for anyone to honor me that doesn't acknowledge me. So we began to learn about acknowledging coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Today, I want to talk to you about acknowledging the Father gives us power to lay down our substance.
Amen.
Acknowledging the Father gives us power to lay down our substance. And it's a mighty, mighty rhema that's about to hit your spirit. We did learn on Thursday that you can't honor God. You can't honor who you don't acknowledge. In the book of Proverbs, as I said, chapter 3, it plainly reveals how our prosperity or increase will come. Listen, it's not coming because of your honor. I need you to understand this out the gate. Honoring God with your substance is not what's going to actually build wealth. What builds the fact that you receive supernatural substance, it comes from acknowledging.
Amen.
Acknowledging begins to guide you into paths of prosperity. Then substance is created. Then we can honor. So now it's going to really, really awaken you here, because it's not just about throwing down money. It's not just about giving an offering or giving God beyond your tithe and your first fruit. Now, it's not just about that. It starts with acknowledging the Lord in all of our ways. Substance is created through acknowledging. This is where substance is going to come and birth out in authenticity. All right? We pick up at Proverbs chapter 3. Keep your ear to the word today. If you're stuck in any area of your life, the word is going to break. It's going to break you free today. It's going to make you free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. It's going to give you keys to winning in areas that you are not winning in. It's going to open it up, and it's going to give you a direct pathway to really walking into total deliverance. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 9, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." We've been reading this for the last 3 weeks. "In all thy ways acknowledge him," acknowledge him, "and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Verse 9 is our key that we've been keying in on for the last month or so. Honor the Lord, actually 2 months now. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all of thine increase. I learned something powerful. We've been pounding on the message of honor. And I couldn't for the life of me understand why some people can't get it, why a lot of people can't get it. And I've been just going forward, just teaching on honor. And it's very, very easy for me to honor the Lord with my substance, not just with my tithe or my first fruit, but my substance. The substance would be considered the lump of what I have. The substance is where God is also revealing where I live. All right. I know to give God my tenth. I know to honor God with my first fruit. But the substance is the place in which I live. That's where I have my livelihood. My substance is my strength, is what the Bible says. It's the place of my strength. It's how I maneuver. It's how I live. It's how I pay bills. It's how I handle my family in situations. And God wasn't always in my substance. He's always been a part of my tenth and always been a part of my first fruit offering. But my substance was mine, and I understood that. And God broke me free from that. But it didn't just happen.
Man.
It happened because there in verse 6, I began to acknowledge him. It was in the acknowledging of the fact that I was not honoring God that I was broken free from that mindset. When I began to acknowledge the word and what God began to teach us, it broke me free, and I then became a substance giver, an honoring substance giver. I kabod the Lord with my substance. Then it didn't just stop there and giving God my substance. I began to see and realize I also have power to lay down bad habits that were not ordained of God. Things that God didn't want me to be a part of. It then opened me up to lay myself down as well, not just my substance, not just the lump. Because the Bible says that the first be holy, the lump will also be holy. My lump became holy, but not just my lump, but then it began to get into my personal being. Acknowledging gave me power, and I didn't see it in scripture, but I began to experience the fact that I'm acknowledging God. It gave me power. But then also I understood now, it also began to direct my path. Now, the word acknowledge, again, I'm going to make this statement. You will never honor if you don't acknowledge. You'll never honor. In fact, I'm going to make this statement to some of y'all that have been wanting to get free from bad habits. You're never going to get free from a bad habit if you have not acknowledged God. The word acknowledge means to become aware, to discover. It means to take knowledge, and I like that. Because God lets us come in and take knowledge. Take it. It means you begin to perceive. Then you become skillful. You find out and discern. That's acknowledging. See, when you're not aware and you're not aware in situations, how can you have power to lay down anything if you're not aware?
It's the truth.
How? How can you, if you don't perceive it? There are areas in you and there are areas in me that I did not allow God to come in. I was not acknowledging him because I was moving in my own way. But as I honored, as I laid down, as I acknowledged rather, and came to a place of honor, now I move with power. I become skillful because I begin to see God direct my path.
I begin
to see the direction. There's power in seeing direction now. All right? There's power. The word direct. Watch this now. I'm going to prove to you that prosperity comes through acknowledging. Read it again in verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct. The word direct means this. to be straight or even. Causatively, it means to make right, pleasant, or prosperous. So now my prosperity is not birthing from the place of my honoring. My prosperity is coming as a result of my acknowledging. He directs me because I'm acknowledging him. He prospers my paths. That's where prosperity comes in. Now, because I'm seeing a difference in prosperity in every area of my life, I now have the power to lay things down. Why? Because I'm seeing results of my acknowledging. So now his directing me causes him, it's causing prosperity to flow to me. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But it starts in acknowledging. It starts there. When I acknowledge, I prosper. How do we acknowledge? We'll get to that in just a moment. Just a second. In fact, we can get to it now. We acknowledge him by staying in the now word, in the now rhema word. It's through this that he directs our paths. It's pretty simple. In Psalms 119, 105, it says it like this. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto what? My path.
Yes, God.
Staying in the rhema is how I acknowledge God. It's when I'm aware of what God is saying. We've studied for the last 7-8 years the importance of staying in the now rhema word, the now conversation. Well, this is our prosperity. And I'm going to make something very plain for a lot of you not moving in prosperity right now. You need to ask yourself, how aware are you in the rhema word, in the now word, in the conversation that God is having? How alive and how discerning are you? How much understanding, how much wisdom are you gaining, and how much understanding are you moving in? How much doing are you doing? Is there any doing, or are you just hearing only and then walking away and it goes back? You revert back to where it was. That's not true acknowledgement. Acknowledging the rhema is hearing the wisdom that's released from it and then moving in the understanding of it. That's acknowledgement. It becomes a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. What happens? What kind of light? Where's it leading me? It's leading me into prosperity. It's leading me into absolute prosperity across the board in my life. He's directing me from the rhema. From the rhema. I can't stand, man, these things that keep rising up to become deterrents. Deterrents from us moving and living and really experiencing what the rhema word is able to do. I'm so sick of the deterrents, the cares of this life, the lust of other things. I'm tired of God's people suffering because of their own doing. Has nothing to do whether or not the rhema word has power to bring prosperity and to get you in position to honor him. And remember, you're only being positioned to honor him so you can become one with the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Here's a Holy Ghost breakdown on how this really works. Number one, you become prosperous through God's direction. Two, you receive direction through acknowledging him. And three, you acknowledge him by staying in and doing the rhema word.
Amen.
It's a three-step process. Watch this. I'll read it from 3 to 1. You acknowledge him by staying in the word and doing the rhema. Then you receive direction because you're acknowledging him. And back up to 1, you become prosperous through the direction he's giving you.
Bless God.
How are you getting direction? You're acknowledging him. If God gives you direction, God is giving you prosperity. And when God gives you prosperity, you won't do anything. You will automatically honor him. You will automatically come into a place of honor. When you really have your eyes open to the fact that, hey, I've been acknowledging him. Hey, my goodness, I'm getting direction. And my gosh, there's prosperity in that direction. Now, when substance starts to increase, trust me, you're going to honor the Lord with that substance. And most of you are going to come into the revelation of giving the first fruit of all of your increase as well. And my goodness, you're off to the races. If I tell you what God has been doing in me, I haven't added it. But boy, for the last 2 months, I know I have to be upwards near between $6,000 and $7,000 of supernatural increase. Because I've been really moving in this understanding. I'm not going to lose it again. I will not. I'm 52 years young, and I refuse to look back, and I refuse to go back. I'm going to let this set me for the rest of my life and bring full deliverance in my soul at the same time. Hallelujah. This is what builds true kingdom wealth and substance. Not only does it build substance, acknowledging the Father also gives us power to lay down our substance, which we're about to see in a moment. But let me give you further, just a little further confirmation on acknowledging the Lord creates wealth and substance. We go further in the same book of Proverbs, which we've already read, but I need for you to see it from this angle. We pick up at verse 13 and we go down to verse 17. It says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. I just was talking to you about wisdom. As we're hearing the Rhema word, we're getting the wisdom of God. But it becomes understanding when we become doers.
Yes, God.
I'm going to tell you again. Listen, you may have some wisdom, but you ain't doing diddly squat without understanding. That's why the Bible says, with all thy getting, get understanding. In other words, do what you've been hearing so you can see it and understand it for yourself. It says here, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Look at this. In acknowledging, this is full acknowledgement, is getting the wisdom and walking it out. That's full acknowledgement. Now, the merchandise of your acknowledgement is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof is better than fine gold.
Hallelujah.
It says, she is more precious than rubies. And watch this. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. So you coming into full acknowledgement, there's nothing that compares. Monetarily, there's nothing that compares. There's no greater source of wealth,
Jesus,
than you coming into the place of true acknowledgement. Through wisdom, which is coming by the Rhema, and understanding, which comes by you doing the Rhema. There is nothing you can compare. Nothing you desire can compare. Rubies, gold, silver, nothing. And she also carries length of days, is in the right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Again, verse 17 says, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Just getting down to the word peace, I try to tell you, true acknowledgement builds true honor, which is absolutely revealing true peace. Now, all her paths are peace. The word peace there is shalom, which we all know. And I just picked one little definition out of the word shalom. It means prosperity. You are going to come into prosperity through acknowledgement. Then will you honor the Lord. The church has always tried to give God money and they want to multiply. Hear me now. The church likes to give God money and they think they're going to multiply for the money they give God. Whether it comes in the form of first fruit or free will offering, we like to give God money. Then we have expectation. That doesn't work like that. If there is no acknowledgement, there is no prosperity. I'm going to even tell you this. If there's no living in acknowledgement, you're not even really honoring God. Keep your tithe and keep your first fruit. Keep your offering, because it's really doing nothing.
Jesus.
If you don't live in a place of acknowledgement, there is no prosperity. You can't leapfrog over acknowledgement and sow a seed and think you're going to multiply. Not so. Not so. Jesus. So what God has set up here is getting into a true place of acknowledging. How is that? gaining the wisdom by the rhema, and then doing it and coming into the realm of understanding. Nothing compares to true acknowledgement.
It Hallelujah, Jesus.
It is the place of our prosperity. It is the place. And I'm going to show you in just a moment. You see, hearing about acknowledging is wisdom, and actually doing it is understanding. Here's your Holy Ghost note. And staying in the study of the Rhema word is our acknowledgement unto the Father. Taking the more earnest heed to what we have learned creates peace, which is prosperity. Then it's also going to provide you with power now. This is what we're trying to reach, with power to lay down our substance and ourselves. This is how we elevate into the perfect place of peace with God, our Father. This is how we walk in the fruit of peace. This is where the series has led us. It's breaking soul, I'm going to say it loud. It's breaking soul ties.
Hallelujah.
It's destroying soul ties. You can't be elevated in peace with God and be tied to something else in your soul. Bible says he will have no other gods before him. And any soul tie is a god before him. You're really in a pseudo place of peace. You got to ask yourself, is it God bringing you peace, or is it the fact that you're fulfilling the lust of your flesh that's giving you peace? That you're satisfied with whatever it is you're doing without God. All right, let's look at the revelation of how true acknowledgement gives us power over the substance and the flesh. All right, here we go, guys. Stay with me. That beginning was just a little review with a little added, a little extra sprinkle. In John chapter 10, verses 14 through 18, Jesus reveals the true place of power over substance and the flesh. Now stick with me here. In John 10, it says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. All right, I'm going to read that again. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, look at that right there. I'm going to sit right there for a second. Look at the acknowledgement and then the power to lay down. He said, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. The word know means acknowledge or have knowledge of. So as the Father knows me, I also acknowledge the Father. Watch this. Watch what he can, watch what he's able to do after that. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Let's get a little bit more. Verse 16, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life that I may take it again. I understand what he's saying there. He's saying the Father loves me because I can lay down my life. The Father loves me. Why? How am I able to lay down my life? All right, here we go. Let's read verse 18. Then we'll break it all down. It says in verse 18, no man taketh it from me. I love that. No man taketh it from me. They're not murdering me. I'm not being murdered. But I lay it down of myself. Why?
Oh, Jesus.
I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Powerful verses right there for our study. Powerful verses for our study. Right, that Jesus is saying here, I know the Father. The word know means I'm aware, to be aware of. I feel him. It also means I have no knowledge. I know and have knowledge. I perceive. Jesus is acknowledging the Father. He's saying here, listen, the reason why I have power to lay it down is because I acknowledge the Father. And in acknowledging him, he spoke a commandment to me. In my acknowledging him, I heard, and anything I hear, I'm empowered to do. Jesus said, I heard a commandment. That's why I have power to lay it down, and I have power to raise it up again. Why? Because I have been acknowledging the Father. And in acknowledging the Father, it has prospered me in the place of the Spirit. It has given me the understanding of what's going on and what I'm doing. I'm not in the dark about this.
Hallelujah.
It's filled me with power. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
He said in verse 18, I love it. It says, no man taketh it from me. And everybody needs to understand that Jesus was not murdered. He was crucified, but he was not murdered. He said, I laid down my life. Why? Because I had power to do it. How did you get it, Jesus? Because I know the Father.
Hallelujah.
See, some of you want to lay down and you don't understand why you can't lay down your substance. I'll tell you why. Because you're not in a place of awareness with the Father. You're not in a place of fellowship with the Father. And because you're outside of that, you don't have power to lay it down. You still move on your own accord. You're still living by your own soulish way. And that's why. Why? Because you're not aware of the Father. The only thing you're aware of is how you do things. So you don't have power to honor.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I have power to lay my life down. And he got that power to lay it down. I told you, it starts with your finance. It starts there. I've been acknowledging God and his word and what he's saying about his word. And because I'm staying in the study of his word, I've come to a place of acknowledgement. And in that place, it's given me power to lay down my substance, power to lay down soulless realm as well. It's giving me power over the flesh itself, praise God. I become aware, staying in the now study and doing the now study has given me knowledge. Perception. Watch this now. You need to be truthful. And I'm almost done, guys. You need to be truthful. Are you really aware of God in all your ways? Listen to me now. Well, wherever you aren't aware of him is where you don't have power. Areas that you close him out in, that's why you don't have power to stop doing what you're doing. You're not including him in the conversation.
Jesus.
And I'm not talking about no two-bit prayer. Lord, deliver me. Please help me. No. I'm talking about getting in the rhema word, having a post experience, letting God show you and shine the light on where you're going wrong.
Hallelujah,
acknowledging God. If you're not being truthful, if you're not in a place of acknowledging, because sometimes we shut them down because we don't want to cease and desist. Sometimes we shut them down because we don't trust them with that level of finance. Because we've been living our way for so long. So you really have a pseudo acknowledgement of God. But what Jesus did, man, he stayed in a place of knowing the Father to the point where he had the power to lay down his life. Wherever you're not aware of him is where you don't have power to lay it down. Awareness, listen to me, awareness is power. If you neglect God in a certain area because you want to do you, you just found out why you can't find the power to prevail. You got to make God a part of the conversation no matter what the conversation is. You got to make him a part of the conversation. You got to get to the nitty gritty. Sometimes to the point where you begin to tell him, I do like it like this. I do feel more comfortable like this, but I need to learn your way. When you start to build a place of acknowledgement with the Father, you will then begin to be filled with power to make the right decisions all the time. The Bible does say acknowledge him in all of our ways. Why all? Why all, everyone? So we can have total power through Christ over every dictate of the flesh is why. We can then have power over our flesh. This is how we truly do mortify the flesh through the Spirit. It's by acknowledging him. Now we know why our paths are filled with peace.
Hallelujah.
Because where I acknowledge him, he begins to direct. He begins to prosper me.
No.
Come on, man. 2 + 2 = 4. If you're not going to talk to God about your bad habit, how in the world are you going to ever have power over it? If you're not going to talk to God about your fear of giving, how in the world will you ever become a giver? And how in the world, if you cannot become a person that honors, how in the world are you going to be really considered a joint in the body of Christ? My Bible says this, each joint supplies. If your joint isn't yielding a supply, it's because you have not elevated into a place of honor. And you haven't elevated into a place of honor because you won't acknowledge God. We're coming into a place where all our paths will be filled with peace.
Hallelujah.
Only because we are dead and he alone is alive in us. This is true peace. This is. If you want the power to lay it down, begin to acknowledge him. And I taught you how just a few moments ago. How do I acknowledge? I'll tell you again. Stay in the study of the Rhema word. Hear the wisdom like you are now. Become a doer of the wisdom, which will give you understanding. And then you will start to move in the prosperity. He will direct your paths. And in that direction, he will fill you with power. He will fill you with power. You'll have power over all flesh, because it'll be Christ in you, the hope of glory, moving, deciding, confirming, giving you perception. I am building right now in the area of prosperity, both my soul and my monetary prosperity is building.
Amen.
And
amen.
It's apropos because we've been learning about this scripture for a lot of years. Beloved, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. Now I understand the even as factor. The even as factor is really through acknowledgement, gaining wisdom, and moving in it for it to become understanding. Now I'm watching, my health is shifting. I'm telling you, I told you this some weeks ago. I feel like I dropped about 15 years in my physical. My body is doing different things. One example, I didn't have very good circulation oftentimes. You know, you get older and circulation and stuff begins to change. Well, when the Lord healed me as I was not feeling well the last week or so, sometime last week, when God healed me, I felt these chills that I was getting. I didn't have a fever, but I was getting chills, right? And I felt the Lord lay his hands on me in the middle of the night, and he stopped the chills. Not only did he lay his hands on me and stop the chills, but my hands were notoriously cold throughout the day. Now my hands are back to normal warmth. And they were cold. My hands were cold for well over a year. And I knew it was because of bad circulation at one point. Well, the Lord didn't just heal me of the flu that was trying to strike me. He also put my body temperature back to a normal state like it always was.
Yes,
and it's been that way now for the last week and a half or so. And I know it's changed because when they touched me in the night, my whole body felt warm. And it was not just touching me for my circumstance. This is a part of my acknowledging it. Oh God, it says,
thank you, Lord.
It will become health unto my navel.
Oh,
my
yes,
God.
Lord.
And every the center of my being is getting strengthened because I'm acknowledging
Hallelujah,
God
Jesus.
With both hearing the wisdom that's coming in the rhema and then doing it, my God. It's actualizing in my
Hallelujah,
life.
Jesus.
It's taking place, praise his holy name.
Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
This is how we mortify. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 13, for if you live after the flesh, you're gonna die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
Jesus.
My God.
Thank
my
you, God.
God. How do I mortify? Acknowledging mortifies. It gives you the power to lay it down. It gives you the power. I don't know, but I don't know if you've ever gone in circles with a prayer about wanting God to deliver you. That's all it was a vicious circle. Because outside of that one prayer, there was very little acknowledgement, so you never came out of the trouble that you've been in. But when you make God a part of the conversation via the rhema word, he begins to direct. He says, and I will direct your path. Where are we going, Lord? All your paths are going to be peace. You're directing me where? To peace, Todd. What is peace, Lord? It's healing. It's welfare. It's favor. It's prosperity. I'm leading you because you're acknowledging me.
Hmm.
Jesus said, he said, I do have power to lay it down. And I like what he said. And also, listen, I also have power to raise it up again. What? Why, Lord? Because when I was acknowledging the Father, he gave me a commandment to lay it down. And that you'll also raise it up by your spirit.
Hallelujah.
See, acknowledging gives us commandments. Commandments are what we live by. We live by what God's saying to us. You got it easy. Rhema's coming to you freely. He's trying to give you a commandment even right now on how to walk in prosperity, how to become a true joint that's supplying and giving a supply back to the body, how to come into oneness, how to be healed, how to be delivered. Jesus reveals to us, he knows, he regards it, and he acknowledges the Father. This is how he had the power to lay down his life. In knowing the Father, he heard the Father's voice, which gave him the commandment to lay it down for us. I love the fact that Jesus makes it clear. Listen, nobody's taking my life. I've got the power to lay it down. Just do an exercise with me for a moment. I'm going to try to open up any doors. But think about it. Do you have the power to take your own life? No, you don't. No, you don't. Well, physically you could, but you don't have the mental capacity to make it real. Jesus had the power to lay it down. And he got that power from his acknowledging his Father. Suicide is not an easy thing, people. Suicide's not easy. Now, am I saying Jesus committed suicide? No, but I'm saying he gave up his life. He was able to, with the power. Imagine that. Some of us don't even have the power to give a tithe. This man had the power to give his life. Jesus.
Jesus.
Many of us can't even give our substance because we don't hold the power to lay it down. If we don't have the power to lay down our substance, and we need to understand we will never have the power to lay down the things that are hazardous to our soul salvation.
Hmm.
True power to deny ourselves comes from the place of acknowledging the Father. It will empower you like never before. You will be empowered like never before. And this is what the word power means. And I'm closing. In the sense of ability, you will have the ability. It will become privilege. Jesus. You'll have the force, the capacity. I like this word. You'll have the freedom. You'll be free in doing it. And you'll have the mastery. You'll have the mastery. Can you really imagine having the mastery over your flesh? Final confirmation, acknowledging the Father is the true power, even to life eternal. John 17, verses 1 through 3. Very familiar scripture. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee. This is life eternal, that they might acknowledge thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Acknowledging causes you to lay down everything because you're empowered to do so. You master laying down every dictate of your flesh. Starts with your finances. Because why does it start with finance? Because the love of money is the root of all evil. Every stupid mistake we make in the flesh is coming from some result of loving money one way or another. It is the root of all evil. And it doesn't mean you're a hoarder of money. It means you just don't honor God with your money. All right. So now, it gives you the power unto eternal life. Simply acknowledging God. This is how we win. Hallelujah. It's simple. This is how we win. In every capacity. In every capacity. Some of you are stuck like Chuck. Only thing you have to do, oh, I hear you, Lord. Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Come close. Acknowledge me. Open up. Stay in the study of the word. Do the study. And I will direct your path from there. You don't have to deliver you. I will direct your path. You don't have to prosper yourself. I will direct your path.
Why? Yes, God.
Acknowledge me and I'll do the rest. My word is a lamp under your feet and a light unto your path. Just stay in the study. Do the study, and I'll do the rest. He's simplifying it for somebody right now. Oh, glory. He's simplifying it for someone right now. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He's making it easy. Yes, Lord Jesus. You stay in the study, and I'll do the rest. I'll do the rest.
Hallelujah.
Stay in the study. Do 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 the study. Ah, yes, Lord. Taking the more earnest heed so we don't let anything slip. Anything that the words of salvation said, we won't allow it to let go. We won't let go of it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we go. Some comments. We see Elder Allison with fire going across. She says, wow, amen. Evangelist Darrell says, truly powerful. Acknowledging the Father is the power to prevail. That is it. This is so good, he says. Hallelujah. And Elder Donna says, powerful. Ah, yes. And first of all, Elder Donna started off with, bless you, Lord. It's truth, people of God. I just took away, by the Holy Spirit, every excuse that you had not
yes,
to prevail.
God.
You have no more excuses not to prevail. You have no more excuses not to be delivered. You have no excuse of not being healed. Every promise, I want you to stay in Proverbs chapter 3 throughout the whole week, because that is going to fill you up with an insight to what God is trying to get into your life because of acknowledging him. There are no works here. There is no self-effort here. The only thing you do is stay in the conversation and let the Lord direct your path. He will direct your path. And one thing that I know about the Lord, like Jesus said, it's not even real direction. When he says it, it's a commandment. It is so. It's stamped. It's amen. It is finished. So when he says it, it's done. His commandments are not like brooding like that. No, he's saying it in a commandment way because he's actualizing and bringing it to pass. Jesus had power to lay it down because he stayed in the place of being aware of the Father. He stayed there with him, and he was empowered to lay it down. You will be empowered to honor God, and in honoring God, you will become one with the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be elevated into the dimension of peace, which is absolute prosperity across the board. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your paths. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the insight. We thank you for clarity. We thank you, Lord God, for our ears being open, and we thank you for a divine impartation today. We thank you for, I sense, Father, a mighty awakening. I sense a mighty balancing that has gone on. I sense, Father, that there have been several folks on the line that have been empowered to do. They have been empowered by the word to walk it out. And I give you glory in advance that there will be nothing that stops them. Nothing will prevail against them. And Father, I thank you that there's nothing too hard for you, and that you're solving everything as we just continue to acknowledge you. All of our paths are full of prosperity. You're going to give us substance. And Father, because we recognize who is giving us this substance, that the curse of Adam, we're not working through thorns and thistles. We won't take ownership. We will not take ownership of anything we increase with. But we will just be stewards of your house, distributors ready to honor you. And in doing so, we'll open up our souls to lay every ungodly thing down as well. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you for illumination. I agree with Evangelist Benita when she called for it. I give you glory that illumination is here. That the eyes of our understanding have been enlightened all over again.
Hallelujah.
I give you glory, Master, for strength. That we are overcomers today and more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Today. In Jesus, the precious and holy name. Thank you, Master. If you're on the line, just give the Lord a wave offering. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him right there. That's the seed right there. Acknowledge him with a wave offering. If you heard the word today, acknowledge him with a wave offering. Acknowledge him with a wave offering. If you say amen to the word you heard, give the Lord a wave offering. And in that acknowledgement, you're going to see
hallelujah, Jesus.
Direct you all over again.
Yes, God.
And you will have power to lay it down. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is your time right now. This is your season. Hear me, hearers. This is your time and this is your season. You're going to experience the Father. You're going to experience an outpour of blessing. You're going to experience an outpour of increase. Don't let go and don't allow the distractions of this age to come. Don't let it choke. Don't let it steal. Don't let it smother. Don't let it, oh my God, don't you allow it. Don't you allow it to be stolen. Hold the word that you've heard. Stand fast. Be unmovable. Abound in it. Glory be to God. There's an anointing of victory. There's an anointing of breakthrough. There's an anointing for you to break out. There's an anointing of perfection.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's in the climate of TGM. There's an anointing of perfection that's in the climate. Surababalatoria. Don't be distracted. Acknowledge him. In the middle of your workday, acknowledge him. While you're watching a movie, lift your hands, acknowledge him. If you're watching football today, take a moment to acknowledge him. Don't you lose this. I hear the Lord say strongly, because I want to direct your paths. I want to fill them with prosperity. And I want you free from the clutches of your enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The zeal of the Lord is going to perform this. The zeal of the Lord is going to perform this. So get ready. You just get ready. Get ready. Jesus, just get ready.
It's coming.
It's coming. With speed, with light, and power, it's coming. Jesus. Thank you, Master. Amen. For those of you that are on the line, Amen. We're going to honor the Lord. We're going to honor the Lord in our giving. We're going to honor the Lord with our giving. And there's a different connection for you that are honoring after this message. There's a different connection because of where you are. Because you've opened up and you are aware of God again. So there's a different level of what you're doing here when you're honoring God. When you're honoring God, your ear is even tuned to hear what the Lord would have you sow. You tithers give your tithes. And I pray that all of you come become tithers again. Because we heard it from Elder Donna that we're honoring the Lord Jesus, our high priest, with that. It's always been the order of things. From the beginning, before the law ever was, it was always giving unto him. Every tithe. Every single tithe came was to honor Jesus. Yeah. And those of you that honor the Lord with your first fruits, honor him from the perception and from the understanding that God brought substance to you. God brought substance. God gave you strength. God brought supernatural increase. God gave you knowledge. So when you give your first fruit today, do it from the place where you understand that the substance you're giving it from came from God. It came from your Father.
Yes, Lord.
Give him the first fruit of all of our increase. Honor him with it. Honor him. If he increased you at all, Give them the first fruit of it. What's the first fruit? It's the chiefest portion of what you give. If you have a $100 tithe, the first fruit is above even the $100 tithe. And then you honor the Lord with it, and you be proud of what you're doing, and you do it with an understanding that my God, my Father, increased me this substance. And if you're sowing a seed into the word, listen, only seeds that count are seeds that are God-breathed. Listen to them. Listen to them. Any word sowers, you're substance givers. Understand that. Because when you're sowing into the word, you're giving from the lump. And so you are a substance giver. And understand why you're doing it. God increased you in knowledge. God increased you in wisdom. And so then you sow according to that.
Bless God.
You sow according to that. God increased you already. He told you, wisdom and understanding, no gold, no silver, nor the things that you can desire can be compared. Rubies, nothing. There's nothing greater that has a tangible, greater wealth than wisdom and understanding from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Be blessed, everybody. That's all I've got for you today. That's all I got.